Believe in yourself and your idea. Sonia Barlow never planned to become an entrepreneur. In 2018, she attended a networking event in London to meet other businesswomen. But when she found out it would cost £1,500, $2,002, per month to keep attending, she decided to create her own network on LinkedIn and Eventbrite. Although her first two events flopped, she didn't give up. With just one person showing up at her third event, she felt encouraged to keep going. Within a year and a half, Barlow's business flourished. She won awards, started a consultancy, and began writing a book. Her nonprofit aims to help women and marginalized groups by reducing inequalities and boosting careers. She started the Like-Minded Females, LMF, network while juggling her third corporate job. With the help of volunteers, she built a global network, including a mentoring group spanning 18 countries. In 2019, Barlow quit her corporate job to focus on consulting gigs where she could handle at least 60% of the tasks. She also delivered two TED Talks, conducted diversity workshops, launched an LMF branch in Toronto, and earned two recognition awards. A career setback can inspire fresh determination. Barlow's journey in entrepreneurship wasn't straightforward. 3 months into starting LMF, her enthusiasm waned as she struggled to bring in revenue. This setback made her reevaluate her personal and business objectives. Figuring out her priorities made it easier for Barlow to tackle other challenges. Realizing that the LMF network alone wouldn't pay her bills, Barlow, a self-proclaimed hustler, launched a consulting company. She discovered that entrepreneurs come in different flavors. Her pivotal moment revealed she was a hustler and a social entrepreneur. There is also the innovative entrepreneur who generates new ideas and solutions and the imitator entrepreneur who builds on existing concepts and learns from others' mistakes. They often double as entrepreneurs, working as entrepreneurs within established companies. Barlow suggests refining your ideas by first clarifying your intent and mission. Experiment with various methods to express these, such as asking yourself what problem you aim to solve, who is affected, and why it's a concern. Jot down all possible answers. Additionally, try mind mapping to uncover unexpected ideas and briefly explain why you think they could succeed. Entrepreneurs sell brand stories, values, and product services. When you're figuring out what your business is about and who it's for, it's crucial to stay true to what you believe in. Your business should reflect your values, and your target customers should be people who resonate with those values. It's not just about selling a product or service, you're also selling yourself. Your value proposition needs to clearly explain what your business does and how it helps solve your customers' problems. This means defining your business, its solution, and who your potential customers are. Imagine your ideal customer, the reason behind starting your business. This customer persona should include details like age, interests, what motivates them, how they use social media, the issues they face, and how your business solves those problems. It's like a theory you test out as you learn more. Data analysis and business validation. Utilize both quantitative and qualitative data from surveys, polls, interviews, and focus groups to test your theories and refine your ideal customer persona and business concept. Additionally, gather secondary data from reputable sources online. Analyze this information to gain insights that will guide your next steps. To further validate your ideas, establish a landing page with essential business information, offer free samples if feasible, and conduct digital test ads on platforms such as Google, Facebook, and Taboola. Given that people spend approximately 2 hours and 22 minutes per day on social media platforms, capitalize on this engagement when developing your business strategy. Learn from instances like Instagram blocking Barlow's initial LMF network channel due to a perceived lack of purpose, highlighting the importance of a clear brand story that communicates the problems your business solves and why it's relevant. Strategically use social media to target and engage potential customers effectively. In building her mentoring program for the LMF network, Barlow tapped into different social media platforms based on who she wanted to reach. She found mentors on LinkedIn and connected with a younger audience on Instagram. She understood that technology evolves, like how some small apps surged in popularity during the pandemic. Barlow realized she misjudged her target audience. Instead of just young women in London, she attracted people of all ages and genders from around the globe. In the past, marketing focused on product, price, place, and promotion. Nowadays, it includes people, processes, physical evidence, and partnerships. People and processes refer to your team and how they work. Physical evidence is how customers perceive your product, from design to branding. Partnerships are strategic business agreements. To make the most of social media, plan. Create a content map and spend time scheduling posts. Barlow dedicates part of her Sundays to plan and schedule content for the upcoming week. She uses tools that post content automatically. She also sets aside time daily to engage with customer comments and questions. Associate with individuals sharing your goals for mutual motivation and progress. Surrounding yourself with people chasing similar goals is crucial, says motivational speaker Jim Rohn. He suggests looking at the five people you spend most time with because you're the average of them. If those five folks aren't helping you reach your goals, find new ones who will. Are you feeling nervous about networking? Remember, there's no harm in trying. Set practical goals, like meeting one person monthly, and always have good reasons for meetings. Networking is about building strong relationships, which could lead to more business over time. As you shape your business values, ensure they match your ones. Exploring your values not only helps with networking but also with assessing future opportunities. Empower believers in your vision as your business expands. The LMF network expanded, and Barlow started a consulting business to make money. She realized she needed to grow her team. She passed on tasks like social media posts, newsletters, and workshops after a staff member said she should give them more freedom or they might leave. Getting new people on board took a lot of Barlow's time. She did performance reviews and had quick chats. She found out her team not only had to believe in LMF's mission but also in her. When you want to grow your team, make a plan for the next year and a half. Figure out what skills and resources you already have and what you need. Make a list of skills your staff should have for each job and give it a title. To get a diverse team, look for staff in new ways, ask people you know, work with a business program, and advertise jobs on social media and at colleges. To be fair in picking people, use the same way to judge candidates and have someone from a group that's not well represented join you in interviews. Make sure new team members know what's expected, do performance reviews, and talk openly with them. Optimize team dynamics and personal well-being. To understand your team better, draft a ways of working guide. This document helps you and new hires set working hours and preferred communication methods. It also allows you to outline any specific needs, like avoiding interruptions during deadlines. Leadership styles vary, so it's important to discover your authentic style. This may change over time. Understanding your core personality traits gives insight into your leadership approach. Create a supportive work culture for your team. According to Forbes, entrepreneurs are 50% more likely to face mental health challenges. Initially, Barlow viewed exhaustion as a badge of honor. However, she adjusted her work habits after experiencing it again. Barlow learned to organize tasks across the week, prioritize, and schedule social media posts. Recognize signs of mental stress, promote a supportive community, prioritize self-care, limit screen time, and incorporate exercise into your routine. Acquire knowledge in business finance. Barlow initially set up the LMF network as a limited UK company without fully grasping its financial consequences. Later, she converted it into a community interest company before the pandemic hit. With the sluggish COVID economy, she had to dip into her savings. To adapt, Barlow revised her pre-COVID cash flow predictions, considering income from grants, operations, and sponsorships against expenses like staff wages and operational costs. To bolster confidence, it's crucial to define financial goals and understand the rationale behind them. It's essential to focus on available resources rather than dwelling on shortcomings. Before making significant decisions, it's wise to have a reserve equivalent to 3 months' expenses. Mismanagement of cash flow is a leading cause of business failure, accounting for over 80% of cases. Once you've crafted a realistic forecast, creating a budget that outlines cash flow, costs, and expected revenue is vital. Regularly tracking categorized expenses will help your accountant manage finances efficiently. Additional funding can be sought from various sources, including small business loans, government startup loans, grants, or membership in a business accelerator program. For more substantial investments, crowdfunding, venture capitalists, or angel investors could be potential avenues. Maximize business growth. Crafting a compelling pitch is key to attracting investors, partners, and customers alike. Our business offers a concise solution for your needs, adaptable to various audiences. We'll present a 15-slide deck focusing on the company overview, our unique solution, market insights, and tailored slides for different audiences. Verbal pitches will be kept succinct, ranging from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. We'll diligently follow up with each audience member after 1 week, 2 weeks, and a month to nurture relationships and move forward. In 2021, a report stated that 85% of new business leads originate from referrals. Additionally, alternative strategies include cold calling or emailing potential customers, networking at events, utilizing social media, or distributing newsletters. When Barlow ventures beyond her usual limits, both she and her business experience growth. Rather than relying on huge strides, your progress will be fueled by the smaller, consistent actions you take each day to enhance yourself and your business. Key points. 1. Believe in your idea, take risks, and persevere through obstacles like Sonia Barlow, transforming networking hurdles into triumphs. 2. Entrepreneurship varies. Barlow's tale highlights adaptation, finding personal styles, and syncing values with business. 3. Success in entrepreneurship means honing ideas, understanding audiences, and tactfully using social media for brand impact. 4. Networking with like-minded peers drives motivation and growth, pivotal for scaling ventures like Barlow's LMF network. 5. Efficient team leadership involves clear communication, defining work styles, and prioritizing mental wellness for sustained productivity. 6. Financial literacy is crucial. Entrepreneurs must grasp cash flow and budgeting and pursue varied funding for sustainable growth. 7. Learning from setbacks and adapting financial strategies is vital for entrepreneurial success.